Blog Talk Radio.
Bisogna fare qualcosa.
Assolutamente.
E sai che faremo?
Bunga Party.
Bunga, bunga,
bunga.
Bunga,
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 bunga, bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga, Africa,
bunga bunga con Pele,
bunga bunga con Pele,
se non si sento va in galera,
è Coppa dell'Africa.
E non importa chi tu sia, non importa che lavoro tu faccia, in questi tempi di crisi è importante ridere, sorridere e festeggiare. E allora festeggiamo io, tu, Lele, Fede, tutti quanti, ma soprattutto...
Grazissima Africa, bunga bunga con Lele, bunga bunga con Fede, se non sei attento va in galera, per colpa dell'Africa, bunga bunga con Lele, bunga bunga con Fede, se non sei attento va in galera, per colpa dell'Africa.
I will love you violently.
If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Everybody, boonga boonga party!
Sexy Time program. I've melded the two ideas together, the Boonga Boonga Party and the Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. I used to do Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. This is still that same concept and idea, but I've combined it with the Boonga Boonga Party. So, yeah. But don't worry, it's still your party sexy time. You're still getting your party sexy time on. It's still Saturday. So technically, I mean, here, just to prove it, here, I'll play this for you.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo!
Saturday night party, sexy, sexy time, sexy time.
Ooh.
Sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party, sexy,
Bay.
Sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to club on a Saturday night. I order vodka to make me feel right. The place is packed, dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking, I don't know what to do. I wanna talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy.
And yes, we know that some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay. In the bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo.
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Game Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del hombre. El hombre.
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Finch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party Sexy Time.
Motherfuckers. A little bit of feedback party over here. Hey, what's up? Vince in the Bay. It's your Bunga Party Sexy Time. Oh, and I'm really stoked to have everybody here with me early on. Chit-chatters, we have Goofy Bone, Metal Talk Radio, and several guest listeners. Appreciate the love. This is Saturday night. Most of the nation is freezing their toes off, so if you're bundled up, hopefully I'll be able to soothe you with the warmth of my voice. If you want to join me here, the lines are wide open. This party is your party, and it's also a Bunga Party, Sexy Time Party. To join the festivities here, the number, once again, 347-826-7667. Despite what you might hear, people talk about the demise of Vince in the Bay all the time. And you know what? Vince is here, and guess what I'm doing, Chuck? Chuck, I said. Hey, Chuck, guess what I'm doing?
Winning.
That's right. What else am I doing, Chuck?
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
Exactly, bro. If you want to join myself and Chuck, the number 347-826-7667. I have Metal Talk Radio with me now. What's up, Metal Talk?
How much, dude? What's up?
Oh, nothing.
Winning.
Figured.
Nothing. What's up with you, dude?
Not much. It's going to take me a minute for the video shoot.
Patriot Greg.
Damn, for real?
All right. Moving on. Area code 414, you're on the air. Who is this?
Finally, The Rock has come back to Vince in the Bay.
Oh, is that VMAC?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, it's been a while. Glad to have you here, bro. What's up?
Winning.
Oh, man, what's going down, man? Let me call, see what's up with you, man. Been MIA for a minute. What's been going down?
Nothing's going down, dude. I finally got to sit down. I've been really busy this week, dude. I'm up in San Francisco now. I finally made the move. I'm in the city. I'm working. I'm moving. I'm trying to get situated. Trying to get settled. It's just I'm trying to do the radio show every night. It's just been a struggle, bro. But I had a day today to just sleep in and watch college basketball. Very lazy day. Watch college basketball. Triple header. I was kind of weaved in and out of a coma and watching three games. It was what? A Syracuse and Georgetown, San Diego State and BYU, and the nightcapper was a dandy. It was Kentucky and Florida. Quite a nice, ripe selection of college basketball entertainment, I have to admit.
Yeah, man. Well, what you think about the Jimmer, man?
About who?
About Jimmer Fredette, BYU point guard.
Bull S-H-I-T.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't impressed. I don't know. No, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't go as far as Chuck would go, but you know, I would say not totally blown away.
Yeah, second round pick, man. Somebody draft them in the first round, they're going to be highly disappointed.
Right.
He'll be lucky if he's be good. If he even get up to the stature of J.J. Redick. Well, he's not going to get those open shots in the NBA like that. You know how long it took Steve Nash to get those type of shots?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, a lot of people that are great in college and they don't turn out to be shit in the pros. And then there's a lot of people that are there's a lot of people that are kind of quiet in college and turn out to be fucking studs in the pros. You know what blew me away was all the trades that happened this week. I couldn't keep track of it. All of a sudden, Darren Williams is on the Nets. Poor guy. What the fuck did he do to deserve that?
Man. Hey, made Jerry Sloan quit. That's what he got.
Oh, Jerry Sloan did quit? Quit?
Yep.
Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye.
No, pretty much.
And my pain got rid of that center, man.
What's that?
I know y'all happy out there in Laker land, man. My team got rid of Kendrick Perkins, man. I don't know what. Why did they do that?
Wait, where did they trade? I heard that, but I didn't hear where he went to. Where did they trade him to?
Oklahoma for Jeff Green.
Oh, my goodness. I have to give a big ups to the chat room. I have several guest listeners that are jumping in and out. That's quite all right. Get settled, folks. We got all night here. But I also have Goofy Bonas and our good friend of the program, the lovely, the talented Angel, who is a bit under the weather tonight. I want to wish her well. I'm praying for her. She is an angel. She's my angel. And I will be praying for her because she's watched over me, and I'm going to watch over her and hope that she gets better, sister. Angel, good news, though. Chances are I'm going to be on a little journey, adventure, if you will, around the United States of America at some point soon. I can't promise anything, but it's looking like I'm going to have a little whirlwind tour at some juncture in the next year, I guess. And who knows? I might be passing through Ohio, sister. So I think I might be able to fulfill my dream of doing a broadcast, a BTR broadcast in all 50 states, and also being a guest on as many BTR shows live, like in person, a guest on other host BTR shows all across the nation. So a little pet project.
You got to come to the Philly Millie.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Gotta come to the meal,
Of course. I'm gonna hit up. I want to hit Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, Michigan. I'm gonna probably hit Detroit. My sister's moving to Michigan. I'm gonna probably go to check out Michigan. I gotta go down and check out my angel down there in lovely Ohio, I believe it is. Ohio, Indiana, Idaho, whatever. Anywho, but yeah, I'm going to be on a little journey. Going to go on tour, if you will, so to speak. My world domination tour, Vince in the Bay, from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, down to LA, and back to the Bay. Watch out! I'm coming to a theater near you, or maybe a hotel room or two. So, Metal Talk Radio, what's on your mind tonight, bro? What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just got done talking to my band, and we got a lot of stuff going on. But, hey, that doesn't matter. We're at Vince in the Bay. Dude, who is that voice?
Translation.
Winning.
Yeah, dude, who is that?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because... You know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Dude, that sounds like Charlie Sheen a lot.
That's exactly who that is, a lot.
Okay, because I said Chuck or something, I was like, what?
That was from Alex Jones' show on Thursday. Did you hear the whole thing?
No, dude.
Oh, did you hear? You heard the little montage I played there a second ago, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the juiciest parts from most of it. I basically cut out. Basically, what I did is I cut out Alex Jones talking in between, and cut out all the commercials. And it was just the guy is just like every time he opens his mouth, he's like gold, as far as like sound bites are concerned.
It's crazy, dude.
It is. It's nuts, dude.
What's up with Vince?
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Oh, my God. You're going to use that all night, dude.
Pretty much, dude. So it looks like I have an open invitation to stay with Angel for a few days in Ohio. I can't turn that down now, can I, fellas? I get no objections from the... Peanut Gallery, I suppose. If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. You just call in, you press the number 1, and it raises your hand, puts you in the queue, and allows me to be aware that you want to be put on the air. You can also just call in and just listen on your phone, no biggie. But if you want to join the conversation, press the number 1. And I'll add you I'll unmute you and put you on the air. In the meantime, it's Vince in the Bay catching up with my home skillet out there in Milltown, Mr. VMAC. And we haven't had VMAC on in a while, so why don't we listen to some VMAC? His classic, which has been out for a while now, it's entitled Verbal Ventilation. Give me a call. Let's do some verbal ventilation after this track. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scarce. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish,
I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil to use it. I won't confuse it. I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan or some bad karma? I push my chick away because I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks. I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready. I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't fake, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness and a new of a hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic on this verbal ventilation? This ain't fake, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness and a new of a hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic on this verbal ventilation? My kids need me. I got a boy and girl. I got a grandson about to hit this world.
Bunga Bunga Party.
Bunga Bunga Party.
Bunga Bunga Party.
Here comes music to set your soul on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire. Here comes music.
Come on.
so much, New York. Thank you. This is the Balkan Beatbox. Thank you so much.
No, it's not over, folks. Party's just getting started here. Vince of the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. That was Balkan Beatbox, a live recording of them performing Bulgarian Chicks, one of their standards. That was recorded live by yours truly. I also have an accompanying video of that that I shot. I recorded that live at Irving Plaza, New York City, 2010. It was in December 16th, I want to say, 2007, Balkan Beatbox. And I play that because Balkan Beatbox are on tour right now. I think they're actually going to be playing New York pretty soon. They just played out here. They played down in L.A. a couple of days ago. They played in Sebastopol a couple of days ago. And I think they're in Seattle tonight. But if you ever get a chance to check out Balkan Beatbox live, it's just kind of like it's like a live mixtape party jam thing. It's, you know, they mix sort of all different genres, and it's electronic mixed with, you know, it's like dance electronica mixed with live instruments and with all sorts of influences, and sort of a smorgasbord of influences there. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay here with you. It's your Bunga Party Sexy Time. If you're not familiar with the Bunga Bunga Party, all you have to do is just Google it. Google is your friend.
Bunga Bunga Party.
Anywho, I'm back here with Metal Talk Radio. Metal Talk, how you feeling, bro? Metal Talk. Hello. Metal Talk is not there. Okay. Fair enough. I got calls, though. If you guys want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I got a call here on the area code 260. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dylan Collins.
Dylan Collins.
Yeah.
Right on. What's up? What's on your mind, Dylan?
Not really. I'm just like, dude. Really, I got told to, like, come call this number from some teeny chat thing on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. What did it say to say to me when you called in?
I don't know. It was some little kid, like, little chubby little white kid, and he just, like, had music playing.
Hmm. Did he say what his name was?
No. His name was, like, Evan Williams.
Oh, Metal Talk Radio. Yeah, he's here. Let me put him on. Hey, Metal Talk, are you
there?
Yeah,
he banned me and my friend from the chat.
So what, he like spammed you and you called in and you're like, what's up?
After we called in, he banned us.
You didn't call in, bro. You didn't call anything.
Anyways, like, I heard you talking about beatboxing, and I'm, like, a pro amateur beatboxer, so I was like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, go ahead and beatbox for us then, dude.
It's going to be hard on the phone, but, like
that's
right. I do, like, a dubstep bass type.
Let's check it out, dude.
Hold on. All right, like.
You need to get that?
You know, like, hold on. I'm messaging.
Are you on AOL Instant Messenger? Are
yeah,
you one of the five? Are you one of the five people that still uses AOL? I didn't believe you existed. But you
no,
do.
But I'm like streaming this call right now, and like I am in the people that's listening to your show right now.
Oh. So you are a conduit between me and some random people that, well, tell the people to tune into the show on the actual show page at blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, one of my best.
Vince in the Bay. I'm Vince in the Bay, broadcasting from blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. I have another caller here. I believe this is Flyover. Flyover, are you there? Flyover. Okay, no Flyover. Let's go to the blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Hello, 111. You are on the air. Hello, hello. Okay, we have a blocked number, 111111111111. You're on the air. Hello. Okay, not answering. Whatever. I thought that was Flyover, but this is definitely Flyover.
Flyover. Sing! Flyover. Chant! Flyover.
sound.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. That was Flyover, the track from Asian Dub Foundation. And now we go to Flyover, the late night VTR personality. Hey, Flyover.
Hello,
what's going
Vincent.
On?
Not a lot. How are you, Vincent?
I prefer to go by Vince, but if you insist on Vincent, I can't stop you.
No, no. One of my kids has been in that whole, you know, if their friend is named Jimmy, he calls him James. If his friend is Chaz, he calls him Charles, you know.
Okay. All right.
It's
just trying to be a wise ass. You and your kid are trying to be wise ass.
He's
fine. I don't care. Whatever. Go for it. I, too, can play at that game.
No, I'll just josh it with you. Because I know when he listens to it later in the archives, because he'll look at what I was tapped into, he's going to go, oh, he was on Vince the Bay. Because he likes to talk to Vince whenever he's on there. So I'll have a listen. So he'll get a chuckle when he hears it partway through the show.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
I like that.
Did you catch Charlie Sheen in his meme that he plastered all over Alex Jones's broadcast?
There are people that are actually adding some of that radio interview to like their cell phone, you know, ringtones.
Winning.
Yeah, it's like good.
I don't know, winning anyone?
But man, oh, it's like a cottage industry out there for, you know, making, you know, topical at the moment ringtones, you know?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, for a moment, that almost sounds like...
He's a pot of gold, though. Interval. He's like, seriously, this is probably the best thing that could have happened in his career. He finally gets an excuse to get off that horrible show.
Oh yeah.
And he's gonna be able to get a paycheck that's even bigger, because he's gonna have like reality show deals and stuff with like, but probably like he could do like a Howard Stern style reality show, and pitch that to HBO or Showtime or Skinamax or whoever.
It would have
hell,
to be a
he could take a pay-per-view. He could go like Stern, go satellite or something. Like,
well, yeah, but I mean,
there's a small contingent of fans that seriously just based on the ballsy shit that he's done over the last couple of years, culminating in this. Like, yeah, he has a little niche audience. He can certainly he's gonna land on his feet. He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, of course he will. And the thing about it is, all the people who like voyeuristic, you know, reality TV, you know, like Surreal House and Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab and the Kardashians and all the rest of that, they would sop that up with a sponge, man.
Right.
Kind of like the way Charlie does after he spilled a drink, because he doesn't want to waste a drop.
Bull, S-H-I-T.
I couldn't resist. It was there. I took a shot.
Yep. Easy target.
Oh, it's far too easy a target. The guy who's already jumping on the bandwagon about defending his lack of sobriety, ironically, is a guy who's been sober for quite a while, and that's Chris Hardwick. For the uninitiated out there, Chris Hardwick is he does a weekly podcast called The Nerdist, and he's also the voice, for those of you who are parents out there, he's the voice of Otis, the talking cow on Back at the Barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
He was also one of the first victims in House of a Thousand Corpses for all you death and gore horror freaks out there.
I have a message for you from Debbie Daly. She says hi, and she wants to ask you, who's an expert on Gone with the Wind?
Oh, for God's sake. She is. Oh, I hate that movie. I hate that book. I hate Margaret Mitchell. Ah, there, I got it out of my system.
We're on the network.
I didn't know she was
on. All right,
she's
on. Hey, let's take calls. We got another 260 area code here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
This is Travis Smith, man. What's up?
Travis Smith?
Yeah.
What's going on, Travis? What's on your mind tonight, man?
I want to talk about my problem.
What's your problem, dude?
Well, I have a slight fetish for goats, and I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to deal with it.
All right. Well, how have you been dealing with it so far?
Well, I live by these Amish, and they have goats. And, like, every time I see a goat foot, I just set my mind off. I mean, it's insane.
Mm. Well, you know what Charlie would say?
Charlie, deal with it. Say. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Well, Vince, he's got to think about one thing, too. If the Amish have their goats being protected by goat-herding dogs, like those big Great White Pyrenees dogs, if he goes after one of the herd that dog is protecting, he will get his balls ripped off.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Anywho, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Ooh, hey, the chit-chat room is filling up here. Appreciate the love, especially the lovely, talented Angel. Angel, I hope you're feeling better. I know you're a little bit under the weather. It's speaking of the weather, it's crazy out there. I know it's cold here, even in the Bay Area. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I looked outside. It was clear skies, sunny. I said, hey, go out for a little walk. I went outside. Bam! It was like 40 degrees. I had to like run back into the house and put a jacket on. It was insane. Anywho, big ups to everybody in the chat room, including Angel, Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly, thank you for coming through. Appreciate you supporting the program on your night off from BTR. Dylan Collins, Flyover Territory, Goofy Bone, Metal Talk Radio, Sheik, Teflon Coat, and of course, yes, Debbie, I just gave you a shout out. Do you want another shout out? What do you want from me, woman? We can pause 5 seconds to take a break and let our affiliates identify themselves. All right, we're going to pause 5 seconds for our affiliates to identify themselves. I'm Vince in the Bay, or you're tuned to the Vince in the Bay Radio Network.
We're on the network. Vic, would you get the network started?
All right, there you have it. Anywho, taking calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to my callers thus far, Metal Talk Radio, Flyover, Dylan Collins, and Travis Smith. Appreciate you kids joining the program. This cavalcade of party sexy time will continue to brave this fine evening / morning. If you want to join us here, the number 347-826-7667. It's again, I used to call this show your Saturday night party sexy time, but then I started doing the Boonga Boonga parties, and it just kind of snowballed into the Boonga party sexy
Boonga
time.
Boonga Boonga party.
sort of like Death by Bunga Bunga, that old joke?
I don't know, dude. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up, dude? Metal Talk.
All right. So, yes, Dylan and Travis, my bad, dude. So these guys beatbox, right?
Hey, Greg.
They want to do something live.
Okay. Get that? Well, who wants to go first?
Dylan, you on? Travis.
Yo, Dill. All
right.
I'm not that great of a beatboxer, but I can rap.
Yo, Travis.
One
of them can rap and one of them can beatbox. Why don't you just beatbox and rap at the same time? Hello.
That'd be cool.
Travis, do your remixes.
Nah.
You kids better figure this out and make it happen really quick or else we're moving on.
Hurry up, guys.
All right. Hey, I'll beatbox first.
All right. Go for it.
All right, you know the song In the Club by 50 Cent?
No, but do it anyway.
No.
Anyways, I can do the intro. It's like... And then I'm also working on my scratch. Like it's... And I put the scratch into a little beat.
Winning. All right.
And Dylan. Wait, that was Dylan. That I can't tell you guys apart. One of who just did the beatbox? Dylan did the beatbox.
Yeah.
All right. So Travis, you can rap now. Travis, why don't you rap?
All right. This is a cover by a rapper named Killa K. He's on Silver Bars Entertainment. I found him on YouTube.
All right.
And
go ahead. Yeah.
This is basically his
I don't
lyrics.
Give a fuck. Just do it. Just do it. Go. Just do it.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Remember April 27, 2006. Of course you don't remember because you no longer exist. The day that you died, tears came from my eyes and made me hate the motherfucker had enough to drink and drive. But I hope he dies in prison like the dog that he is. Fucking bastard. You don't have the right to even live. You get my best friend something
out of. All right, Travis.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Travis. Hang on a second, dude. Travis, all right? First of all, your flow is way too fast, dude. You're like in a hurry, like you're trying to like get it out, so you can go take a shit or something. I don't know what your problem is, but listen to. How about we do this? Let's try this. Dylan, you're going to start off with a beat. You do that beat. Just do it over and over and over. And after about four or five bars, Travis, you lock into that beat, and then you say those same lines in rhythm with the beat, and then try it that way. All right. So, from the top, Dylan, go ahead. Start with the beatbox. All right, Travis. Now, fucking get in there, dude.
Yeah. Remember April 27, 2006. Of course you don't remember, cause you no longer exist. The day that you died just came from us. Made me hate the motherfucker. Had enough to drink and drive. But I hope you die in prison like the dog that he is. Fucking bastard. You don't have the right to even live. You get my best friend. Something I'll never forgive. God forgive me for my sins. Please punish me for this. Miss Alyssa, I like to say I'm missing you. Even though I've been living, I can come and visit you. But yesterday I thought I was walking down the street. And then I freaking saw that there was not a living thing. I'm a rock in Minnesota. It wasn't really you.
See what I'm talking about, people? That's how you do it. You just bring it together, and you just don't fuck around. I mean, it's pretty simple. You got a beatboxer, you got a rapper, you put them together, and what happens?
Winning.
All right, let's move on. I think the Mexican's here. What's up, dude? Goofy Bone, talk to me.
Nothing, man. I'm just Blog Talk Radio gave me the night off again. I'm packing. I got to move out of state, so
I hear
you,
bro.
I'm smoking a rotten blunt. I don't know if you smoke these when you throw all your roaches together and make a rotten blunt. So it takes
I usually crumble those things down and like just stuff them in a fat bowl and just suck it down at one chonger.
Yeah, but this shit tastes terrible. But it hits you hard.
Yeah. Why taste it, dude? Ugh.
Oh,
yeah, I know what you're saying, dude.
Hey, one of my chicks.
Mexican Americans don't like to just.
Sorry. What?
I was gonna say one of my chicks, Clarissa. She loves your show, man.
Oh yeah, does she have big tits?
Not really. But
no, she has
a
nice ass.
Yeah, she has a nice ass.
All right, that's cool. And she can keep listening then.
Yeah. She listens to you on Cinch.
Oh, hey, everybody listening to me on Cinch. You guys rule. And also, for Goofy and all the people that don't understand English, here's a quick translation.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
And to those of y'all who want to understand what that said, hello, I'm Goofy Bone, the janitor here at Blog Talk Radio, and if you need your toilet bowls clean, come to me, the guy who smokes the green, Goofy Bone.
Totally.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning, bye-bye.
Winning, can we fucking have some winning going on here, Vince?
Winning. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
You know what, Vince? The troll word is starting to get very popular, man. Even when Charlie Sheen says it, that's when you know the troll word has become...
Oh, the trolls... No, the trolls have been simmering under the surface for a long time, and their day is about to come. Trust me, bro. You don't think I'm not... You know why the trolls never really troll me hard at all? Because they know I'm on their side. I feel their plight, and I know that their day will soon come. And when that judgment day arrives, I will be, and they look upon me, they'll see that I was on their side the entire time. Well, I was kind of more like Switzerland, kind of neutral and really actually just sort of mildly interested at best. But I didn't hate them at all, so they'll be cool to me, I think, for the most part. There's a couple of, I mean, you can't please all the trolls. You can't, you know, if you could, then they wouldn't be trolls.
Exactly. So just like you can't please all the fat bitches at the club, you got to take one home and fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, I'm more like on the troll on the whole troll situation. I'm more like Rorschach at the ending of The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I don't know where I was going with that, but this shit is fucking getting me to outer space. I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where's the beatbox guys? I like the beatbox guys. Even though they're,
oh, they're
terrible,
here.
But I mean they're great.
They're here.
Where are they at?
Actually, since you're an established rapper in your own right, maybe you could guys. Did you see how I schooled them? I mean, they made me look like I was a goddamn fucking record producer. Like,
you know what? It looked like you were Dr. Dre and they were Eminem.
Exactly.
Or Usher and Justin Bieber.
For them.
I'm sorry. What was that flyover?
Well, Goofy, you could mentor them. I mean, you're already established and you have skills when it comes to that, and you can always say, "Hey, you might want to try this or that," and basically build upon what Vince has brought forth.
You guys are idiots if you guys are listening to me. Fuck, I'm a rapper in my own world. Don't follow my fucking footsteps. You'll get shot.
God, I was trying to play you up, dude. God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Yes, people, listen to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nah, be honest with you, you know, I'm surprised my first album, it sold 2,000 copies because that's all I made, and I handmade every single album I fucking put out there. But I'm very proud of myself.
There it is. And let's hear some Goopy now, shall we?
This is
Just Give It To Her. My Goopy Bone. If you want to join us here, the Bone is here to take your calls.
I'm not here to take your calls.
All right. Well, I'm here to take your calls. Goofy's here to give you the Bone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Beep, girl, you must understand. I could never be a man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan, hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips, getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's sitting it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky, I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick, cause I'm not a boyfriend. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lies. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen, the girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar, cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going, her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just
is guys like you and I and nails and all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart, and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it, as I say. I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
Talk Radio, Flyover, and, Dylan Collins, and Travis Smith. We got a full house here tonight. Where are the ladies? Oh, yeah, Goofy Bone is here, too, the janitor on his day off, stopping by to hang out. Where are the ladies at? What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, dude,
we got plenty of ladies in the chat room, dude. We got Angel, we got Debbie, we have we have a bunch of guest listeners that I know. Some of those, there's some bitches in there, because only bitches would listen as guest listeners, right?
They're lurking.
Yeah.
Oh, She K is here. She might be able to call in. I don't know. Teflon Coat, is that a chick or a dude?
I think it's a dude.
Oh, never mind. Teflon, you can just chill.
Enjoy your coat.
Enjoy your coat.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Jordan's
he
sounds
hungry, doesn't he?
He's fucking
hungry.
Brilliant, dude. Dude, he sounds like he's not going to eat for a while, dude. He's fucking...
or sleep.
Winning. Fucking winning.
Hey, there's one thing that everybody has forgotten about this whole thing, Vince, is everybody keeps talking about Charlie Sheen this, Charlie Sheen that. What about John Cryer? John Cryer stands to have a huge-ass payout.
Who's that? The
shot,
other guy?
15 mil. Boom.
The other half a man or whatever?
Allegedly.
Ducky.
Yeah, the gay cousin or twin brother or whatever the fuck he is.
Oh, he's gay on the show? I don't even watch the show.
Dude,
yeah,
he's blatantly gay, dude. It's just
like
hello,
Bieber, right?
Hello, Frisco.
It's like he's
winning.
It's like he's the opposite of Neil Patrick Harris on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
That's a really good analogy, bro.
I don't know that Neil Patrick Harris like God. Why else does he know show tunes so well?
Well, as long as he was a doctor before he was a butt pirate.
Yeah, in his own words, it was kind of funny because in his own words, he said, my girlfriend kept saying, why don't you kiss me? He said, shut up, I'm trying to see who's going to win this award. I'm watching the TV.
Bull S-H-I-T.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Oh boy! Now the two angry Jews are here. This is gonna get interesting.
Great. Here we go. That'll ruin the Saturday.
We got a loaded switchboard, folks. The chat room is popping off. We still have another 40 minutes to go. If you guys want to call in and join the extravaganza, it's your bunga party sexy time with Vince in the Bay. Ladies, we have a full panel of male callers. We're just waiting for you to show up. And speaking of ladies, here's the Jew. What's up, Jew?
What is it going on with your show that you got Eric, Mr. Flyover Territory, sitting in a little nest in your chat room? What's he got to chat about?
Oh, God.
Eric, what do you got to chat about, dude? Hey, dude. What do you got to chat about? Talk. Speak. How much is 10 plus 12?
22.
Nothing. Shut up. 13. Nothing. I see your fierce bitch is back with a little show going on.
Who's that?
The flawless little kitty crew.
Oh, yeah. I heard that they were doing shows again. Good for them. I wrote them off. I thought they were done, but the band is back together.
Good for them. You couldn't roll five of them in a carpet and press them together to get one human being out of any of them. Come on, they're not talking about anything either. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Should we talk about felching, or maybe anal sex, or being gay but not being gay? It's like a bad dream.
I know. Meanwhile, we're over here having a bunga bunga party.
Bunga party with Flyover Territory. The Flyover Territory. What's he got to say for himself?
Nothing.
What does he talk about?
We were having a good time, so you're nasty Jew.
I heard your good time. Your good time is pretty damn lame. Get out of here.
We were actually winning until
we
you
were
got
winning.
Here.
Winning.
You weren't winning.
Winning.
What were you winning?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, it just ain't there. Winning.
Is that Charlie Sheen?
Bring me a challenge. Bring me a challenge, Jew.
Was that Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Two angry fucking Jews up in here, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Jew,
because you know what?
Can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
I'm no longer one angry Jew. I'm now two angry Jews. You want to talk
to
me? Tell me you're water on you and you multiplied? What the fuck?
You want to talk
I'm
to
a
my
troll
alter ego?
And water.
The
I investigated you guys a long time.
Fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
I got to tell you something. That is still my favorite. That has got to be my favorite clip of all of them.
That's the best one, though. The ghost one.
Shall we have Mexican joke time?
No, the ghost one is
not
fun.
Why not?
Mexican joke time.
All right.
Okay. Why not?
Yeah, I heard the music that you played about 10 minutes ago. It made me want to vomit. What else is going on here that supposedly is so good? I see that my taking a couple days off has left you in the lurch, and I do apologize to that. I'm going to have to talk to my other Jew about working you in.
What a fucking guy. So confident about himself, but yeah, he sucks dick.
Who is that?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
Funny. I think the snake one is much funnier than all of them.
These people are idiots.
But who was that was speaking? I didn't recognize the voice.
That was Charlie Sheen, dude. You didn't hear it?
No,
heard that interview?
You listen to
Alex Jones all the time. You must have heard that interview.
I have been taking a break from damn near everything, trying to get work done.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear the Charlie Sheen interview? I just played the goddamn fucking... played the greatest hits of it.
That's why we have YouTube. Why don't you put it up on YouTube, then I can play it whenever I want.
Oh, God. I just played it before you got here, fucking Jew.
What do you want from... excuse me, there's two of us now. You'll address both of us.
Both of you guys fucking missed it. I don't give a fuck.
Jew. Address both of us.
Well, actually...
Fuck you.
I missed it, but
S-H-I-T.
Yo, I'm put some Jews.
Winning.
Winning, Jew. We're winning.
All right, here. Check it out, Jew. Fucking listen, all right?
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy. Over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I am so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Oh.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
That's sort of the greatest hits, editing out all of Alex Jones's mumbling in between. But it was pretty funny. He was supposed to bring on Lenny Dykstra, and he ended up pushing back Lenny Dykstra into the last hour, which I guess isn't broadcast on terrestrial radio. So when he talks about Nails he's talking about Lenny Dykstra, the former baseball player. He used to play for the Phillies and the Mets, most famously probably for the Mets. But, yeah, it was Thursday. If you download the podcast, the Alex Jones podcast from Thursday, you go to about 2 hours in, I think it is, and that's
I have it all on iTunes. I can. It's easy to find. But he usually takes the juicy parts and puts them up on YouTube.
Yeah, he did. He put the juicy parts. Actually, I didn't even play the quote juicy parts.
Mm.
The juicy parts were.
Hold on a second. Speaking of juicy, where'd flyover territory go?
He's here. Flyover, are you there? Earth to flyover. Hello, come in, flyover.
He fears me.
What? Like literally, or he just?
Yeah, he fears me. He quivers.
Yeah, I'm here.
He quivers.
No, he's there. He's there. He's right there.
What was he doing? Cowering in the corner, no doubt.
No, he's not cowering.
No,
in the corner.
I had to take care of something.
Take a dump. What are you doing, dude?
Winning.
I'm sorry.
My autistic son awakened because he needed something.
That's too
bad. That's all I got to say about that, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jew.
Who's the gay guy?
Me.
What gay guy?
Who are you? The one who said, hey, Jew. Either that or he's from New York. I'm not sure.
Somebody is typing way too loudly or got something going on.
Well, I wish somebody would make their font bigger. You know, I'm getting older and I can't read this shit.
Well, yeah, I know you're used to being in like the ghost chat room, where everybody's in like 64 point font.
If they had a 64 point font, I'd have one.
Yo, Jew, why do you talk like you are the shit?
I am the shit. Who are you? Make yourself known to us.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Make yourself
hey,
known
Jew,
to us.
Hey, Jew, what's your real name, Jew?
Yo, my name's Dylan. Why you act like you're other shit, dude?
Dylan? Who's Dylan?
Oh, my God. Colin. So many these questions and
where did
more
Dylan come from?
To be answered now.
I haven't ordered a Dylan.
The BTR.
I am the beatboxer.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the knights of BTR.
Two angry Jews. You thought one was enough. Wait till you try two. What it do, Jews?
Exactly. What is this? Where we got? A Dylan Collins and Travis Smith. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's not the same one, is it?
No, it's Travis Collins and Dylan Smith.
Did we have Ken Moore in here tonight?
No, Ken Moore. The Ken Moore list streak, 100% Ken Moore free shows, a streak has been about four or five shows now.
Yeah, well,
I think Ken Moore's on a personal leave.
He's got his daughter.
He's on vacation. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hang on.
I'm sorry. Somebody playing a game show?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, somebody. Go ahead, take that. It's cool. We'll wait. This isn't a real radio show or anything, so don't matter. We'll just wait.
No, it's not a real radio show.
Who cares? I'm Barack
Yeah,
Obama.
Fine. Is that Barack? Yeah, let Barack in on the call. It's cool.
Hello?
Yeah. Barack?
How are you?
Hello?
Maybe we could afford to give the badass
rest.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
All right. You guys are, I don't know. I gotta finish this coffee. Oh, I did finish my coffee. God damn it. I need more coffee.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you, Larry.
Enough of the theater talk.
Are you hearing that?
What?
An Egyptian diner.
What about it? What the fuck are you doing, man? Are you eating a cheeseburger on the air? Could you please, like, mute yourself?
No, but you know what? I had for the first time yesterday a burrito from Chipotle. I didn't even know how you pronounce it, but I'll tell you what.
A burrito bowl?
A burrito. I know the difference. A burrito, and I was amazed.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
All right, you got to erase that clip because I don't even like it. It's stupid. I was amazed.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Of that place.
Classic.
I looked at the
menu.
I
like their tacos. I do the tacos. I just get the lean, mean machine. I just go for tacos.
What's a lean, mean machine?
You know what? I live in San Francisco now, dude. I go to real tacos.
No, hold on a second. Are you living in your car? Do you live out of your car?
No, I'm living in San Francisco right now, you idiot.
Well, for how long?
For as long as I feel like it. What do you care?
How did you get there?
I drove.
This is what leads me to believe you're living in your car, because now you're in San Francisco, then you're in the Bay. You know,
San Francisco is in the Bay, dude. Do you know what? Have you ever been to the Bay Area? Do you understand the concept?
It's not all in the Bay.
Oh, a majority of it is. It's called Google Maps.
It's called Google. Isn't that just lovely,
Eric?
Why, hold on a second.
It's called the Bay Area.
Wait a minute now. Let me thank my friend Eric for explaining that to me.
I've never been
to San Francisco, Eric. But, you see, Philadelphia is not just Philadelphia. Philadelphia is also
S-H-I-T.
However, it's not all by the river, Eric. Would you like to try to show the Jew up again? Try to show the other Jew up. See how far you get.
Winning.
I have a question. The
trash heap itself is right by the river, yeah.
Isn't Fisherman's Wharf the trash heap? What trash heap is
by somebody the river? Will somebody just answer that goddamn text message, please, already? Do you know how to disable the settings where you get the fucking noise, or you just want to broadcast to the fucking planet that your fucking your 21-year-old boyfriend is text messaging?
I'm Barack Obama.
All right.
Well,
I got a question. Start muting people
and figure out who's doing it.
Oh, I did. I had people muted for a long time. Guess what's playing right now on late night on the local CBS affiliate? Take one guess.
CBS? I don't know. The Office?
No, wrong network. CBS. What have I been playing clips of over and over tonight?
The Ghost.
No way.
I'm watching a marathon of Two and a Half Men late night, like it's going head to head with Saturday Night Live on CBS here locally.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing?
I think it's ironic, don't you, or coincidental? It's one or the other.
Mole, S-H-I-T.
You.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
The hell are you doing, dude? All right, that's enough of that. That's about enough of that, you piece of shit. Oh.
You have lost control of your show.
I have not lost control of it. It's this is, well, That's actually a good sign, you know. The whole point of the Bunga Party Sexy Time is that we just don't give a fuck. It's all about winning, right, Charlie?
Winning.
Yeah,
that's right.
Actually, for a moment there, that sounded like the soundtrack that usually plays in the background at Zemir's.
What did?
Zemir's is an Arab Mediterranean restaurant that's over in Richmond, Virginia.
Are you talking about this song?
About
everybody,
yeah.
Bunga Bunga Party!
Bunga Bunga Party. It's actually your Saturday night Bunga Party Sexy Time with Vincent the Bay. We still have another 20 minutes to go here, 20 minutes until I close up this taco stand and go to a real taco. What the hell are you listening to, Jew? My God, you people. All right, let me go to the phone lines here. I got about 20 minutes to go. I have Metal Talk with me. What's up, Metal? Is there something on your mind right now?
Oh, no, dude. I don't know, man. I don't, like, know these guys a lot, but, dude, don't blame me for anything retarded they do, okay?
No problem, dude.
Patriot Greg.
Am I Patriot Greg annoying you?
The whole time. Every time you talk, pretty much. I don't know. It might just be me. Flyover, are you hearing that? Is he breaking up?
Yeah, he's gregging hard.
Yeah. So Metal,
you might want to turn off your cell phone on a regular basis.
Yeah, and don't close all the windows. Stop downloading porn. Don't have any YouTube in the background. None of that, dude. I mean, you're just close some windows, or maybe, you know, sometimes it even helps to, like, shut down Skype and call back in. Like, sometimes I usually have to do that a couple of times within a show for myself. It's terrible.
Because of Skype.
Well, is this better at all?
Yeah, it's better now. Every time you say, is it better, it always gets better. I don't know why. Whatever you do when you ask us, is this better, do that all the time.
Right on. Okay, cool.
All right. If you guys want to join us,
I mean,
you know what? Fuck this. No more gentlemen are allowed to call the program. I've just put a moratorium on gentlemen callers for the remainder
of
the program.
Excuse me. Nobody on this line is a gentleman. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you have testicles and you're called in, you're safe. But if you drop off, I'm not allowing you back on the program.
How fortuitous. You didn't use the word gonads.
Shut up and talk, you stupid ass.
You get my drift. Ladies, call in 347-826-7667. We got 20 minutes to go. Plenty of gentlemen here to satisfy each and every need. I think we have, you know, if you want a younger gentleman, we have Metal Talk Radio. You want a more sophisticated, urban-centric gentleman, we have Goofy Bone. If you want...
centric.
If, if you want a more refined taste, you can go for yours truly, Vince in the Bay, who apparently, according to the Jew, I live out of my car. But if that's not a problem, then we can you know. Hey, the seats recline. It's cool. No worries.
Hey, so long as you got flip back seats, you're good.
Yeah.
Winning.
See, Vince, if you listen to Ghost and capitalize, you wouldn't be living in your car. You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing. Low overhead. No, it's low overhead, bro. I'm stacking my chips. It's exactly what I'm doing.
Let's buy some
hedging the bets.
What?
Hedging the bets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Well,
you don't just bet red. You just
right, what
bet
happened to Lydia?
Black.
Who?
What happened to Lydia?
Who's that?
Never mind. Wrong conversation.
Oh,
retard. Let's get some bitches on the line
out of here.
Wow. That was some non sequitur shit right there.
Let's get some bitches on the line. Who talks like that?
Dylan. Dylan did in the chat room, and Dylan's on the line right now, I believe. Right, Dylan?
Why?
Yes, this is me. This is Dylan.
Yeah, why don't you... The Jew had a problem with something you said, dude. Did you hear that? Hello? Did we lose him?
Hello.
Hello.
Jew to Dylan. Jew to Dylan. Come in. Dylan.
Yes, I'm here. I would reword that sentence for you, if you like.
All right, go ahead.
Can we get some nice ladies on the line, please?
Deal with it. Better? Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
You can stay.
Bye-bye. We're always winning. I always win.
ABW.
Vince.
Yeah.
Travis is off the line, but he is listening to the show on the website.
All right. Should I keep my boner for him erect through the remainder of the program?
He just got back on the phone. Would you like to hear him rap to his Bedrock remix?
Some more.
He made a Bedrock remix.
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead. Take it away, Travis.
Use us.
Nah, dude, I'm too tired. Screw it.
I don't even
know.
Wow.
He's not here. I can't believe
winning?
He won't do the remix. We're always
winning.
Yeah, okay. Defend is questioning winning. He put a question mark. Defender Radio.
Well, I don't understand. He's questioning. He's asking if we're winning. Yeah, of course we're winning. Yeah.
Dan's
the answer
running,
is yes.
Of course.
The answer is yes.
Winning.
Oh, we're always winning.
Yeah, Dylan.
Hey, Obama.
Correctly.
Obama.
Hello.
Yeah, what up, dude?
How are you?
I'm good.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Call the show.
Yeah. All right. We got 15 minutes to go. I really wish Angel should call in. She's the hottest thing going on BTR, and we should all be grateful that we're in her presence right now. Apparently she's sick and she can't call in, or else she would definitely bring the sexy. Believe me, bro.
She's dancing at the Bunga Bunga party.
She would be dancing. She has been dancing, but you can't see her. She's in a private chat room that only I can monitor.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Winning? Can some of us have some winning? Oh, man. Charlie Sheen. Greatest actor
Dude.
In the world, people.
Yeah. And I can't believe, like, are you watching Channel 5 right now, dude? You get CBS, right? Turn it to Channel 5, CBS, local station affiliate. They're doing a fucking 2.5 men marathon right now.
I bet you they're getting all their 2.5 men fucking as much as they can out.
Yeah, because exactly. Well, all that shit's gonna it'll still be syndicated like it is. It just won't be in production anymore. So, but
well,
they're gonna.
I think Charlie will buy the rights, and he'll go do it somewhere else on another network.
No, he won't do that shit. You know what he'll do? He'll do a reality show, guaranteed. He's gonna do some reality show. And he's going to go like Howard Stern style, dude. He's going to do like a raunchy reality show where it's just him jet-setting with a different porn star every week or some shit.
So do you think this boosted his career?
Absolutely, dude. It keeps him relevant. It keeps him out there. That's
everything
what Hollywood actors...
career.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. He's notorious for this.
Every year he calls into
Alex Jones every year. Last time he was talking about 9/11.
Called
this
in
time
more
he's talking
more than once a year.
Well, whatever. He's a regular. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the point is, I'm not talking to you. The point is that bad publicity doesn't matter. I'm not listening to you. Neither is the other one. We are not listening. Right. That's very, very original. But I am.
They're all idiots.
I am the biggest example of bad publicity. Everybody talks about me. Everybody wants to hear from me. Everybody wants to be the Jew, including Eric.
Want to be a nasty piece of shit of a Jew. You tell me one person. I want to see him.
I smell Bill Wagner.
Anyway, Vince, you were right about the marathon that in the syndication side on the CBS shows, on the CBS channels, because I had just missed mine.
All right, yeah, looks like we do have Bill Wagner here. Let me bring Bill Wagner on. Hey, Bill Wagner, what's going on, dude?
Don't sound so excited there, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
I didn't mean to sound deflated there, Bill. It's been a long week and a long day and a long night and a long
and
show.
And he's apparently living out of his car. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, apparently I'm living out of my car right now. So, you know, it's really tight and it's cold, tight and uncomfortable in this bucket seat here. I have it reclined back as far as I can.
Right.
But,
you know, if you're going to live in a vehicle, an Econoline van's the way to go.
Mole, S-H-I-T.
So anyway, what were you asking me about, Jew? You're asking about Moxie, crazy Moxie.
Moxie said that you said something to her about don't give me information about the website or something or other.
He's a crazy wanky
you
bitch.
Said
come
that.
On. He's a crazy-ass bitch. What is this gossip column hour with this freaking
I don't
demo?
Know. I said I was very surprised by that statement.
Hey, this is all I said good about call, this. Man. And I were out to clear the air for this you know, fruity bitch.
Yeah, listen to this guy, Eric. It's a good call, Wags. Hey, Wags, great.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Allow me to teach you fools a new word. It's called sycophants. Can we get rid
winning.
Of winning? Would all the sycophants please hang up the phone? Eric, that would be you. All right, go ahead.
But, brother, no.
All right.
Moxie and her clan, the BWC guys, all bombarded me with calls all week long. It was a busy week for me too, Vince. Yeah, extremely long, extremely tedious. But, Moxie brought to me the thing about her site, and I said she said something about you, and I don't forget what it was, something very minuscule and stupid. And I said, well, hold on, before he does anything, let's see what this is all about. And I investigated her site, and I said, oh, no, Moxie, no. What I would do is I'd get with a Jew and freaking take care of it and sell that motherfucker. That's what I said, verbatim.
Well, yeah, she's got a page rank of 6. You know who else has a page rank of 6? Alex Jones, some of the big... A page rank of 6 is huge.
So that he's the guy to do it. So I don't know what the hell she's smoking. you know, other than the fact that she's, you know, wanted to have sex with me over the phone a few times.
Moxie wanted to have sex with you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, one of the people in the chat room are wanting a shout-out.
What kind of sex?
No, shout out this. Shout out my nuts.
Okay, defending radio.
Fucking Bill. Ring.
Bill. Who did you want to make a shout out to real quick?
Defender Radio. He wants to. Yeah. He keeps shouting winning in the chat box, and he's like, for your next show, I have a link you guys could talk about.
Oh,
winning.
Still waiting. For that link, a special link. It's going to be good.
I wonder what the link is. It's going to be like some porn site or something.
Probably some Mormon 40 fag shit or something like that. They always usually
good
do
times. Good old, late night BTR. You got to love it, kids. And of course, the fun is only starting to begin, and we got fucking 5 minutes to go. You guys always wait till the last minute to bombard me with this shit.
Well, you know what? Do your show.
Is somebody going to get that or what? Is that Barack Obama again? What the
do
fuck
your show
going
backwards
on?
From
answer
now on.
That. I will. I'm
you know,
doing
did you
it.
Guys see that
You're
book,
right.
man? Speaking of Barack Obama.
I don't know. Winning?
Barack
anyone?
Barack
Why don't we extend
Obama.
The show? Why don't we extend
did
it
tonight? Did we see the book that's out now? That's the Barack Obama Diaries?
No. What's that all about?
Poor Ingram. Oh, my
all right.
God.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me. All right. I have to fucking start putting people on timeout. I have to start putting people on timeout, you fucking pieces of shit. See what I have to deal with?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Go
Why
ahead,
does he
Bill,
keep saying that?
That sounds so much like me. That's a trip.
All right, Bill, you read a book or something about the Barack Obama's diaries or some shit?
Yeah,
memoir.
Laura Ingraham has his book out, his talk show host, has a book out. It's on a Stephen Colbert website. Watching his videos today, Steve Colbert from Comedy Central. And yeah, Barack Obama Diaries. Pretty funny shit, man. I don't know how she got a hold of some of his quotes, but oh my God, dude. You just got to check it out. The Stephen Colbert Comedy Central, man. Oh my God, yeah.
Is it a real book or is it just like a funny thing?
No, it's a real book. Yeah, talking about eating water, you know, watermelon ribs and shit, and just being a typical, you know, pimp type dude, you know, and it's just pathetic. It's absolutely just disgusting.
Well, shit, he got offended when O'Reilly said that he didn't know anything about football. He said, "Oh, I know about football." Like, brother, I know. You know what I mean? Shit, he got the black in him. That's our president.
He don't got no black in him. He's got only done the black he's got in him is freaking what's the paint on his face? He's freaking he's not a black guy. He's a freaking wannabe black guy. Shit, man. He walked out of any freaking hood, freaking any part of this country would get his ass kicked in 10 seconds. He know it as well as I. If he wasn't president, he's a one termer. He's out of here. Goodbye. Thank you, Barack. Brock.
Well, who
you know what amazes me? You know what amazes me, Bill? It's that all these assholes can sit on television and talk about how they're pissing and moaning about a billion here, a billion there, that they want to cut how many billions in Washington. And meanwhile, they gave away trillions, these fuckers. And you got Bernanke, who I haven't seen hide nor hair of, and I don't can't tell you.
Winning.
Telling anytime he gets up in front of Congress, he says, I can't tell you where the money went. And they're pissing and moaning over billions when they fucked us with trillions, these cocksuckers.
Exactly, man. Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think about that, Mike Huckabee?
I wish he would have won.
I think he might be.
What about him, dude? He lucked out. He got a little bit of 15. He got his 15 minutes of fame. He's got his little show on Fox News. He should just be happy with it. I don't think he's serious about running, and if he is, I don't think he'll win. And hang on, I got to get this. I think it's Barack Obama.
Oh, man.
I really like Mike Huckabee. I like his show. I like his point of view.
I like him, too. I like him, too. But do you want him to be the president of the United States?
No. I want Rand Paul to be the president of the United States. That's it.
Ron Paul, man. He died of a heart attack.
or Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, that's like putting a nerd on a football field. You can't do it.
Oh, I never heard it that way. That's great.
You probably voted for Obama because he was a black man, didn't you?
What?
Did you vote for Obama?
No. I'm a Republican.
Oh, you're a Republican. I see. And the Republicans are helping us out mightily, aren't they? They've gotten us into this mess. Let me tell you something. The Republicans haven't done shit for us except sell us down the river like everybody else. They don't sell as much of us as the Democrats do, but they sell enough. Bunch of friggin'.
This time it's going to be a Tea Party type.
And what are you? And what are you?
I'm a libertarian. That's what I am.
You're a libertarian? You're more like a vegetarian, an idiotic person that doesn't know how the world works.
How does the world work?
O-S-H-I-T.
Well, a libertarian, in definition, Jew, I mean,
yeah.
Theoretically, if you're a libertarian, you wouldn't be traveling to Thailand. You wouldn't be doing any business with any overseas organization
Why?
Whatsoever. You're true
Why?
Libertarian. Because, true libertarians believe in completely...
isolationism and protectionism.
No, they don't. I'm also a libertarian that thinks that abortion should be illegal.
So you're not a true libertarian.
I'm as
kind of like only like more of an independent, pretty much.
Well, I'll give you my abortion thing in the libertarian way. A baby has the same rights that you and I do. And the government's job is to protect those rights that can't be protected by ourselves. Now, if a living baby in the womb cannot protect its own rights, then the government must step in and protect those rights. That's the job.
And that's not a libertarian view, brother.
That's my view.
That's a serious conservative view.
That's a conservative view?
Heck yeah.
I'm a libertarian who is a conservative.
Well, that's good to know. I am a libertarian who is conservative. I consider myself a fiscal conservative social libertarian, and I'm conflicted on the abortion issue myself. I personally don't think it should be outlawed outright, because I think it should be legal in certain circumstances where there's a medical problem where the pregnancy, if it goes to term, will harm the mother, rape, incest, various, obvious reasons medically and otherwise, but not for like porn stars. Like I don't approve of porn stars like having like five abortions, like the one that hooked up with our good friend Charlie Sheen. Anywho, I want to thank everybody who joined me live tonight. We're going to keep going here a little bit. The switchboard is lit up, but check me out tomorrow night live I'll probably go on early tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to continue it here. The Bunga Party Sexy Time is kind of morphed into more of a political discussion here, which is fine. I'm totally down with talking politics. I got a full switchboard here. Wow, we have 9 callers on the switchboard. That's pretty cool. So we're going to keep things going here. I have Metal Talk Radio. Who else do we have here? We have Flyover, Goofy Bone, The Jew.
Two Angry Jews.
There's Two Angry Jews. There's Bill Wagoner. And we also have another call here from the 318 with the hand up. Go ahead, caller. Identify yourself, please. 318 area code.
Yeah, I unmuted myself. How are you doing, darling?
Oh, yeah, it's Miss Cleo. Hey, I'm doing good, Miss Cleo. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well, thank you.
I have to agree you on your abortion statement.
What about it?
I'm independent and libertarian, if you will, but I think it in certain situations that it has to be a choice. I mean, you look at rape and incest.
Mm-hmm. What about rape and incest? I always hear that argument. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, rape. Okay, a woman gets raped. Now, how is that the fault of the baby?
It isn't. It is the fault of a baby. I'm just saying.
So kill a baby because a woman got raped.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying, and I respect what you're saying, but at the same time, I have to think about the mindset of the woman or the child.
She's already been raped. What kind of mindset she's going to have? Already, she's already been raped.
Life, she's going to suffer with that, and is it?
Well, she can give up for adoption. That's very simple. You know, any people out there are waiting for a baby right now? Right now, at any second, any moment, want a baby? So, because she was rape or incest? And tell me, also, here's a question. Give me some proof about how incest, some medical proof that incest actually... incest.
I'm not arguing with you.
Well, how is that anything different? I don't get it. I mean, people use that excuse all the time. Yeah. I just don't get that. Life is life.
She's being cool, dude.
You're being a wee bit combative to speak to. I'm not arguing that point.
Oh, I'm trying to argue. I'm sorry.
It's his microphone makes him sound combative.
May I speak, please?
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm being devil's advocate on that.
Gotcha.
You are a man, and maybe you don't understand the psychological effect on a woman that's been raped or a child that has had a brother or an uncle or a father or what have you rape them, and then they bear a child.
Of course I can never understand that.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, please try to look on the other foot,
okay,
if you will.
Okay, I will. So, in other words, if a woman's insane, you know, she's ADD, or she's bipolar, or she's taking drugs, she shouldn't she should also kill the child, too, because she's already nuts in the first place.
No, absolutely not. And I'll tell you the difference between that. The difference between that is the woman went ahead and she had the baby. Are you speaking of that incident down in Texas years ago where the woman killed off her children?
Well, I'm not speaking on it, but that you know, hey, there you go. She's nuts. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I'm speaking in general, actually.
Insane, right?
You know, those people are insane all the time, but, you know, just because someone's going through mental trauma because they were raped, they shouldn't kill a child. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Maybe she should be compensated in some way. Maybe some reconstructive surgery. I don't know. Shit.
I know. Yeah, I respect your opinion.
I respect yours as well.
Well, thank you. And it's just that, you know, it's just that I think that there are circumstances where I don't believe in late-term abortion at all. I think that's a crime. I think that's murder.
I believe you're stupid.
Excuse me?
That wasn't me.
What did he say?
Something insulting. Don't worry about it.
I believe it.
Not
stupid.
No, you're not
Winning.
Stupid at all.
I would take an idiot to say something like that who doesn't even know me.
I agree with you.
No, there's plenty of idiots on this line. So.
It's usually abortion for, you know, to make money since a lot of underage teens are doing it. Why don't you make some money off of it?
Screw that. How about we take these doctors out that are doing abortions and hang their asses? How about that one? Make some money off that with pay-per-view. How about that? I'd buy the ticket.
Well, I would rather have an abortion than to have a kid taking a entitlement off of a lazy, you know, Section 8 mother.
Well, have you ever had kids, pal?
No.
Yes,
and I know
have.
You have.
I remember once when I was 14, I knocked up a girl. It was pretty bad.
Hmm? Have you ever been to? So you
I don't
haven't
have
had
kids,
any
so
kids?
I have to live
and
my
never
life. Did. That's why I don't have kids.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Have you got any girls pregnant? What?
No. I use the rubber system.
Shit, pal. I bet you $100 right now. You probably didn't laid.
I'll bet
five
you a thousand
you
millions and trillions and billions. Every fucking
you don't got
penny
trillions
I got.
Millions, buddy. Or I would take that bet.
Shit.
I bet you've been laid maybe five times in your life, dog.
Sorry, Bill. Not this time.
Sorry, brother. I love you, but I bet you you're not pimping to you. You're in Vegas.
Okay, so who is the lady on the line that is talking about this?
Somebody give me the small box.
Is the lady still on the line that was talking about this?
Yeah, man. Where are you, Mr. Bill? There she is.
Thank you very much. I'm here.
What is your name?
Excuse me?
Do you have a name?
Yes, my name's Leo, if you didn't hear.
I don't know. I have to go look for it. But
what is it?
You're always talking in the background, Jew. Anyhow. I guess
anyhow, you may continue on the abortion speeches.
Look, you know, I am still out a little bit about, you know, how I really feel about abortion. Raised Catholic and all, you know. But I have mixed feelings, all right? I mean, and I respect Jew's feelings, and he said he respected mine, and I appreciate that. And this is just a discussion. It's not to call down people. It's just a discussion is what I thought it would be.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not name-calling at all. No.
No. You're not name calling that. I believe somebody said I was stupid.
Yeah, well, that's
yes,
people.
I am
people.
Very sorry for that. I apologize. I didn't see your point of view and your feelings about this, so I was being an idiot like usual.
Well, this generally isn't a serious talking show.
Yeah, but I have feelings for, and I am nice to women, and I feel that she has, like, feelings for this topic, so I'm being mature about it now, I guess.
Well, it's just a discussion, lad, you know. We're just having a discussion. I'm not going to say who's right, and I'm not going to say who's wrong, because you know what? It's not my job.
It's God's job.
I just say make money.
I'm just happy to make it rain, so.
Winning.
There you are.
Huh?
There you crap, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Fuck, man.
Bye-bye.
You talk more.
Hey, Vince.
I love fools and trolls.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. I don't know. Winning, anyone?
Oh,
what shall we talk about now?
Bullshit.
Let's talk about teen pregnancy.
Let's not.
Oh, okay. Teen pregnancy, huh? All right. Well, daddy's not doing the job right. That's what he's. Daddy needs to kick some ass, be in the house more, make sure his daughter doesn't go be a slut.
That is actually true because when you let your son go to her girlfriend's house, obviously, if they try lining it up, covering it up, saying, no, I'm not going to do that stuff, it's nasty, they're obviously going to do it. You know?
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
Make
I tell you
sure.
What, if I ever saw some guy, some 14-year-old like, boy sneaking into my house, I tell you what, he'd be thrown out the fucking window so
if
fast.
Anything, make sure your sons have condoms. Seriously.
Oh, my
God.
Little girls are horny.
And what's that?
That's why boys have to have condoms.
Condoms, sure.
How old are your kids, Bill, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a 10-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy.
Well,
okay.
The thing is sex is in all TV shows. It's getting into cartoons.
Yeah, I wasn't innocent either, so, but, hey, you know.
And on 96.3 or something, like, all the rap songs talk about sex and drugs and
yeah, well,
all the kids are
okay.
Also getting
the Excuse me,
man. 1980s, brother.
You know what
Am
made
I
it
horny?
Okay to have a
Am I right?
baby? You know what made it okay? No.
What
Sarah Palin and her bimbo daughter. That's what made it okay to have a teen baby.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Sarah Palin. Well, yeah, Sarah Palin's schmaling, you know. She'll be in Playboy one.
All I'm trying to do is, you know, put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, I've got, you know, Bill Wagner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Fucking Bill.
Go Bill Wagoner crew, yeah. We're like, oh, go get that ghost, mother.
Oh, hey, Bill, how do you feel about the Bill Wagoner crew?
You want to be honestly or just like, yes. I think some of the things they do are good, and I think 90% of the things they do is fucking crazy and stupid, but they do not represent me, I'll tell you that. That's how I feel about it. They do no way, shape, or form represent this Bill Wagoner. Maybe some other crazy
They're
Bill Wagoner.
They're all idiots.
I wouldn't call them all idiots. They're pretty damn smart. But... I mean, shit, if they could do what they could do. I mean, you know, hey, they go after child molesters. I mean, they do nail those people. I mean, that's one good thing about them. But other than that, but using my name and doing it, now that's fucked up now. That's not
the cool. American Dad. Here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
That's right, American Badass.
So what's up with you and Debbie Daly? You guys are friends now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're on the network.
He's nice.
You know,
he's a nice guy.
You know what you guys remind me of? You guys remind me of moonlighting.
Moonlighting? Oh.
Hey, Bill.
How old are you, man? Shit. An old show. Yeah.
Shit, I was young. I was young watching that show. I used to love that show. That show was the shit.
Yeah, man. My mom used to let me stay up to watch that show, you know, as a kid. Yeah. God, I remember that a long time. Bruce Willis.
It's all about
Big Break.
Have you guys saw American Idol lately?
I don't watch that shit anymore now. Simon's gone. Come on. What's the point?
That is American low-life loser fucking piece of shit fucking show. That's a commie show.
Fuck TV.
Be honest with you.
Wow. All right. What about Jersey Shore? You guys watch that?
Man, I don't watch any of that crap, man. Come
another
on.
Fucking loser, low-life American piece of garbage.
Bro, watch Hannah Montana.
That's
man.
A waste of money
watch
that for that fucking
show.
Shit.
All right, well, then let's talk
I
about some of the greatest TV shows that are out right now.
Josh,
holy
hey,
God.
What's wrong with Jersey Shore?
I don't
I
know. Hey, did
that.
You?
It's called
hey,
Jersey Shore. That's, you know, that's
hey, did you see that Sam is coming back in Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
I'll start
did you know
soap
that?
Operas
he's
now,
another
too.
Whore. They're all whores.
Did you know Ronnie is leaving?
Oh, Gibbs.
You know Ronnie? You know Ronnie is leaving the show.
Is that
you,
like, guy
you
want lust for or what, homie?
Is that Ronnie leaving the show?
No.
Did his dad come
leaving.
And talk him into staying?
We switchboard.
Damn, dude, are you the gay guy?
Yeah, I'm the gay guy.
Not you, the other guy, the dude.
No, I'm the beatboxer.
No, wait. I'm the gay guy. Hello,
gay?
I'm the gay guy.
Okay.
He openly admitted that she was the gay guy.
Oh, wow. Hey,
I'm
you're a
gay
guy.
Guy.
Great.
I'm
so
the
much
beatboxer.
We're talking about some guys. I mean,
remember.
Shit,
hey, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Ben.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
So, Debbie Daly admitted, or not admitted, but she called me part of the BWC, dog. What is that?
I have no idea, dog. What? That's I don't know. Are you? I don't know.
No.
Are any of you guys familiar with the people titling themselves DWR before their name?
No idea, man. Who really cares?
Well, they are drunk weekend raiders. That's what they're considering themselves.
Oh, drunk week raiders. Sounds like Skype assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day, Raiders.
Do you guys remember that?
Hello? Before you talk on here, I want you to say your name.
What's wrong with being
friends
with
you
that asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Wow.
Do you remember the special link that the guy was supposed to send me or whatever?
Shut up.
Right.
Any of you guys remember the special link he was supposed to send me?
Hello.
Yeah, right.
I said before you speak, say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Who the fuck
Dylan.
Are you talking to?
My name is Dylan.
These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke a cigarette
well,
after you have
I know
sex.
Your name is Dylan.
No.
You just talk all the time and say dumb things.
Who?
Barry. Somebody's on Facebook.
Huh.
Yeah, I just
I'm a troll and a liar.
Somebody's
just
got an IM on Facebook.
A booty call right now.
I'm
Anyways.
On Facebook,
all right? Why don't you just stop talking?
Goodness God.
Whoever the gal is.
Doc, push-ups.
Lordy have mercy. Well, Vincent DeBay.
This is horrible. Vince, talk.
I just want to talk. I want to
freaking amazing.
I
want to
talk about the special link that the guy sent me.
Was it some gay porn? What?
No.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Thank you.
All right. It's about Psycho fans.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot
Greg.
Patriot Greg
is, Ross. Is Barack Obama still here?
I have no idea. I don't know. Where's Jew? Where's...
I'm Barack Obama.
Hundreds of students are up in arms tonight after a Facebook memorial page for their friend was plagued with graphic images. The page was created under the guise of a tribute page for Travis McAfee, who died from injuries he got in a Christmas Eve car crash. 4029's Kelly Johnson broke the story and talked to dozens of high school students who wanted to speak their minds about this incident.
The Facebook page was created Monday morning and is described as a way to remember Travis McAfee's life. But later that night, and after more than 700 people liked the page, the type of post started to change.
What's going on, everyone? This is the administrator of the page. I just quickly wanted to share that when I first made this page and I first found out that Travis, you know, passed away, I just couldn't stop help but laughing.
This video, posted by a man claiming to be the administrator of the page in loving memory of Travis McAfee, was only one of many things fans of the page found appalling.
I've seen pictures of Travis. They were posting comments on him, making fun of him, taking light of the situation of his death.
Brenton said the page, which included mostly high school members, quickly filled up with X-rated images.
Some of them was pornographic, and others was just outrage, disgusting, made me sick to my stomach.
4029 was first to break this story, prompting a man who calls himself Johnny Smith to call our newsroom. Smith claims to work for an organized group that he said was responsible for the page.
We are teaching young kids today how to like deal with all these things on these social networking sites. And
Smith also says there's someone paying him to do this.
You know, hey, I'm not going to disclose it, but he pays a yearly salary and to us because we're one of the, you know, more longer-term members.
It just hurts so bad. I went and made a new page and had people just not like that one because that's terrible for anybody to do to anyone that's passed away.
Friends of McAfee say they're not going to let this taint the memory of their friend.
Tell the people who put all that horrible stuff on Facebook that they're not going to harm us, you know, and they're not going to harm Travis's name or what he did to any of us, because this is not going to happen.
In Fort Smith, Kelly Johnson, 4029 News.
The Fort Smith Police Cyber Crimes Unit wrote to Facebook and had most of the offensive pictures and posts removed.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Bill Wagoner, for doing that. Thank you, Kelly Johnson, for the follow-up interview on that. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, Bill,
talk to you about
you pay, that. You pay your crew members?
Fuck
no. Pay
fuck no. Shit no.
Are you guys, yeah, are you guys hiring?
Because I need a job, old boy.
Hey, you want to give me a job, buddy? I'll give you a job, bro.
I can vouch for Goofy. He's a great troller. He's one of the best that I know.
Hey, Goofy, what's up, buddy, boy?
I try.
No, I don't know. I don't pay these guys. Fuck no. Hell no. Not a million years.
I'm on my show right now. Good. Twitter.com/VinceLeBay. Late game.